Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Chris Sedens. It is our top local story. The U.S. Supreme Court hearing about the DACA situation this morning. And there's a lot of buzz across the country, including right here in Southern California. We have in-depth team coverage. Beginning with this, several hundred students walking out of Garfield High School in East L.A., heading for a DACA rally downtown. Let's go there live. And KNX 1070's Pete Demetrio.
The vast majority of these students boarded the Gold Line a few minutes ago and have left, headed for downtown Los Angeles. They're going to rally there and then move on to MacArthur Park. It's not certain if that's going to be on foot or using public transportation. Victor Saldivar was one of those from Garfield High. I was somewhat surprised at the number of people involved. Several hundred students walked out, perhaps as many as 500. As to what the Supreme Court or the Congress might do, he was optimistic that they would grant make a decision that DACA was legal.
Give rights to people because we all are humans.
I don't know if it's going to affect the Supreme Court, but do you think this is going to finally shake up the Congress?
Hopefully, yeah.
Many of the students were carrying signs saying defend DACA, rise to save DACA. They're going to be going to a large rally in MacArthur Park with music and with political speakers. That's set for about an hour to 2 hours from now. Reporting live in East L.A., I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And many of the students who left school this morning to rally in support of DACA have deeply personal connections to the Supreme Court's ultimate decision. That part of our in-depth team coverage live to Los Feliz now in KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
The L.A. School District knew that this would be a potentially educational moment for a lot of students, so said, hey, if your parents give you permission, we'll excuse the absence, even help provide the bus here at John Marshall High here in Los Feliz, where, again, a lot of the students I talk to do have these deep connections to the outcome of this case.
I knew, like, immediately I want to be a part of this. I was like, I want to do something more, like, for my family and personally, just for, like, my parents.
Both of my parents are, they're both immigrants from Mexico, and my father he doesn't have his papers. He's afraid to sometimes go outside.
L.A. County Supervisor Hilda Solis talked earlier this morning, said about 80,000, mostly younger people here in the L.A. area, will be affected by the Supreme Court's decision on DACA and its recipients. Reporting live, Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
The U.S. Supreme Court hearing oral arguments this morning over DACA, the Obama-era program that protects people brought to this country illegally as children from deportation.
California is home to about a third of the nearly 700,000 DACA recipients. Attorney General Javier Becerra says he is proud of the arguments made on behalf of the Dreamers.
The federal government tried to terminate the DACA program the wrong way. This administration tried to then alter what it did and try to correct what it did by moving the goalposts to justify its unlawful action.
The Trump administration has sought to end the program, arguing that it was unlawful, but lower courts have blocked the government from terminating it. Ted Olson took the lead in defending DACA.
The DACA policy was lawful and constitutional. And so the reason why the attorney general and the administration said that they were terminating it because it was unlawful is that they did not want to take ownership of the decisions.
What the justices are considering is whether courts can even review the government's decision, and if so, whether the decision itself is legal. A ruling is expected next year. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And keep it tuned here to KNX for in-depth team coverage of the DACA hearing and the student rallies across Southern California. There are a number of events scheduled in and around downtown L.A. throughout this day. We will let you know about any traffic issues related to the marches. Other news, Customs and Border Patrol agents seizing counterfeit airbags at the Ontario International Airport. Officials say the 8 fake Honda airbags were found among Express Air cargo packages. The seized items would have been valued at more than $4,800 on the street. The agency says airbag fraud can happen after a vehicle is involved in a wreck and the original airbags are replaced. And they also say airbags sold online at what appear to be deep discounts may also be fake. Archbishop Jose Gomez of Los Angeles is now the first Latino head of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. He was elected today after serving as the conference's vice president for the past 3 years. Gomez was asked about his plans to address priest sex abuse.
We are still working on different ways of making sure that we support any of the victims of sexual abuse in each one of the dioceses of the United States, as we are doing already.
Gomez has been described as a quiet pastor with a powerful voice for immigrants. He was born in Mexico before moving to the United States. Gomez has advocated for a welcoming immigration policy and supports a path to citizenship to help those undocumented immigrants in this country.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com. Radio.com and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.